half. And now the Mustang Broncos will be forced to kick from right to left, back deep to receive Jarray Austin and Cole Adams for the Owosso Rams. And I tell you, the Mustang Bronco crowd, after everybody was introduced, it has
thinned out.
They have fled this stadium like the Israelites leading Egypt. So we will get this new 12 minutes put on the clock, and we will play in front of a very nice Owosso crowd tonight. We've had quite a few people come down for the game. Cole Adams will receive at the 5-yard line on his horse. He gets to the 20-yard line, no further, and that is where the Owosso Rams will have it first and 10. So 8 seconds into this thing, first and 10 Rams from their own 20-yard line. Well, Steve, it's a cool night back at home for the next 2 weeks, hopefully the next 4 weeks.
I think we got a few warm days, but not like we've had summer days. But fall is definitely in the air here this evening.
Austin Havens handing off. First man through. Gets up to the 24-yard line. And on the run there, that's Derek Overstreet, the talented running back for the Owosso Rams. And that'll bring up second down and 6 for Owosso from the 25. Rams moving left to right on the radio dial. They've got twins to the left, one man split to the right. Jarray Austin, that receiver out to the right. Austin Havens throws in his direction, and it is going to fall incomplete. He had some help there from that Bronco defender that we've called his name a few times tonight, Wesley Haddix. That'll bring up third down and 6 after the incomplete pass.
Pretty sure the line judge on this side has his flag velcroed in his pocket.
He has been the point of contention with a few people tonight. Here we go. Austin Havens looking to the sideline. Derek Overstreet in at running back. They'll take it out of the gun with trips to the left and one man split to the right. That's Adams. Back to throw. Austin Havens gunning it for Adams. It falls off his fingertips.
Cole did a great job of going out about 7-8 yards, just sitting in between the defenders, and tried to turn upfield before he watched the ball into his hands. So
that will bring up fourth down and 6, Steve. Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Missed opportunity there, and the Rams will be punting into a brisk wind. Looks like Cole Adams is going to set up at his own 11-yard line.
Adams doing it all tonight, kind of like his predecessor, Hagan Hood. Here comes the kick. It is a short kick.
He did not get it good at all. He
bounces at the 25. Was that even 10 yards?
I think we lost yardage.
Oh, goodness. Well, Mustang will take over first and 10 at the Owosso 25. And Cole Adams will be working on his kicking before next week. 10:58 left to go in this third quarter, 29-0, Owosso leading it. If you're just joining us, thank you for being with us here on 100.1 KYFM. From the 23, here comes the Mustang offense. A man on each side of the quarterback, Tristan Russell. Twins split to the right. Russell takes the snap here, hands off. First man throws around the left side. He'll get down to the 22-yard line, but not before flags fly, and that's Dominic Dunn on the carry there for the Mustang Broncos. Dominic Dunn on the carry. Flag down. Flags on the play with 10:48 left to go in the third quarter.
Mustang continues to try to run sideline to sideline, and that really favors the Owosso Rams. That flag was thrown for a sideline warning against Owosso, so the line judge that I was being critical of earlier did find his flag for a sideline warning against Owosso, so good news for him.
A one-yard gain brings up second down, 9 yards to go, and a warning against the Rams.
Yes.
In the shotgun, it will be Tristan Russell, everybody close in this time. Now a man in motion to the left, Jacoby Johnson, dropping back to throw. Russell in trouble, they sack him in the backfield. Back to the 25 he went, that is a 2-yard loss, and that'll bring up fourth down now for the Mustang Broncos, or third down, I'm sorry.
Christian Ray from his right defensive end position. Ray, a 5'11", 295-pound senior.
I think they threw a flag here. Is that a – well, it's still at the 29-yard line. They were waving everybody off here. Is that a, I don't know what that was. Onward and upward. Now they're going to declare the loss of yardage and place the ball on the 32-yard line. Or the 27-yard line, I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Taking the snap, Russell handing it off up the left hash mark. Goes Devin Martin, the ball carrier. He'll get back up to the 25, and that'll bring up third down and 12 on a two-yard gain there for the Broncos. 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Shotgun formation, twins to each side here. Russell back to throw, slings it left side, finding Martin. He's down to the 20, down to the 16, brought down at the 15-yard line.
Michael Jamerson trying to strip the football but was unable to do so.
That'll bring up fourth down and about three to go here.
He has a cast on his right hand, and I think he may have broken that cast. Michael Jamerson did.
9:26 left to play here. Clock rolling as Mustang has it fourth down and two on the 15-yard line. They're taking their sweet time getting this play here. Dominic Dunn in at quarterback on the keeper. He will go down to the 12-yard line. I think he got his first down, but they're saying the ball may be loose. I think we got a fumble on the play with Owosso recovering, Steve.
Well, the referee is not giving that indication as he marked it. They're conferring.
Well, the ball will be.
We're going to have a measurement.
Yeah. Close to a first down.
They'll bring the chains out on the field.
Well, with 8:49 left to play, I think that's going to be short. No, that's
a first down. Yeah, he got it by about half a football length.
Well, that'll bring up first down and 10 for the Mustang Broncos from the 13-yard line. They'll wind the clock into motion. And Tristan Russell, the quarterback, drops the football, slings it left side, and throws it out of bounds.
Well, he was out of the pocket, but the referee's going to confer. They're going to throw a flag for intentional grounding, and that's going to back the Broncos up a long way.
8:38 left to go in the third quarter, 29-0 our score.
He was under heavy duress. Coach Blankenship, Lee Blankenship for Mustang, is having a very demonstrative argument with the referee on his side of the field. But that's going to back the Broncos up back to their own 33-yard line, and they need to get to the Owosso 3-yard line.
Second down and 30 from the 33-yard line. If they back them up anymore, they'll be in El Reno. Twins to each side of the line out of the shotgun, Tristan Russell. Russell back to throw, and my goodness, he
That's
is sacked in the backfield.
Oh, they're going to say he was down. I thought he lost the ball on the spin.
Oh, my. And on that tackle there, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Ray.
And he shot off that right side untouched. Obviously a missed assignment up front. And he hit Russell in the back, spun him around, and made the tackle. I thought during that spin, though, the football was jarred loose.
8:08 left to go here. Third down and 36, Steve. A long way. As the great philosopher Jerry Reed once sung, Mustang has a long way to go and a short time to get there. Twins out to each side, out of the shotgun. Russell with the handoff. His running back gets to the 35-yard line. A gain of two on the play, and that'll bring up fourth down. So fourth down and 34. And I think there looks like they're going to leave their offense on the field here. 7:30 to go, and the clock's still rolling. Dominic Dunn is looking out toward the sideline here with his quarterback, Tristan Russell. Russell with his running back behind him this time, ready to take the snap with twins to each side. They'll give Lee Blankenship a second look, and now a flag flies for a delay of gain. 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And now the Broncos, looks like we'll bring out their punt team.
So well, this Ram defense has just had Mustang off balance all night long, and it continues here through this third quarter. Fortunately, though, they've kept the ball on the ground, which keeps the clock running.
Fourth down and 37 from the 40 for the Mustang Broncos as they get ready to punt it away right here. Gage Laney setting up shop at the 11-yard line. Here's the kick, end over end, and that is going to bounce back into the end zone for a touchback. Rams will have it first and 10 from their own 20. Well, Steve, we've got 6:34 left to go in the third quarter. Mustang showing no signs of life here in the third quarter as far as getting in the scoring column is concerned.
I think really if we knew the numbers and added up the numbers, they've gained more yardage backwards than they have forward.
You may be right. First and 10, Rams from the 20-yard line. Austin Havens with Derek Overstreet and the shotgun next to him. Back to throw. Havens rolling out to the left this time.
He's got a receiver.
And open is Keelan Carney.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
the defender jumped into Keelan Carney, and there's no flag on the play. The defender had no idea where the football was, did not play the football. Keelan Carney slowed up to try to make the catch, and the cornerback just ran through him. No flag on the play.
Second down and 10 from the 20. Y'all heard that?
Yep.
Second down and 10 from the 20. Empty backfield behind the quarterback, Austin Havens, trips to the left and twins to the right. Havens dropping back to throw. He'll sling it up the middle of the field to Ronnie Thomas. Thomas stopped behind the original line of scrimmage for a loss at the 16. Forward progress might have got him the 17 or 18, but we're going to be back behind where we started from here.
Hey, we got a good spot, Grant. They're going to move us up to the 20-yard line.
Okay. Well, he got a little further than I thought.
Yardage. Third and 10 here for Owosso.
Shotgun formation, trips to the right, one man to the left. Now Austin Havens looking to the sideline for a second set of instructions. Out of the gun, he'll take it right here. Havens dropping back to throw. They're rushing him pretty good, but he gets around all of his defenders, runs forward, and gets his Duralast Roofing Specialist first down on a 10-yard gain as he dove into the 31-yard line.
That was a design quarterback draw, and the middle of the field just opened up. Everybody went toward the three receivers here on the near side, and the offensive line just opened things up in the middle. Good job by the sophomore quarterback to just dart upfield, dive for the first down.
Here we go. Overstreet, the running back, taking the handoff from Austin Havens out around the left side. He'll get to the 38-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play. We'll bring up second down and 2, but the whistles are blowing.
Well, and Overstreet comes up a little bit gimpy that time off the Mustang sideline.
Scoring update from Tampa, Florida. The Tulsa Golden Hurricane leading the South Florida Bulls 28-13.
This penalty is going to go against the Rams, so that'll back them up. We had a hold against Owosso. So that'll be first and about 20 yards for the Rams.
From the 22, out of the shotgun, twins out to the right, one man to the left. Here's the snap. Faking a handoff, Havens rolling out to the right, and he's sacked in the backfield.
Yeah, that's a nice tackle that time.
Morgan Johnson on tackle. Quarterback keeper, Austin. 4:56 left to go here. Third quarter action. I'll bring up second down and 19. 4 minutes, 45 seconds. That clock just continuing to roll. 19 seconds on the play clock.
See if the Rams don't try to stretch the field on this play.
Havens lining up with Overstreet at running back. Twins to each side. He'll drop back to throw, looking. Now he'll pass to the right to Ronnie Thomas. Thomas up to the 30, up to the 35, 40, breaking free. 45, 40, down to the 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, and down. He'll be brought down at the 4-yard line, but he rolled forward almost to the goal line.
Just got tripped up at the 5-yard line as the safety comes over and is able to make the tackle.
29 to nothing, and now Owosso knocking on the door once again.
And another good job that time, Grant, by the sophomore quarterback, Austin Havens. He dropped off his first read and finally came down to Ronnie Thomas, who got a nice block on the outside from one of his teammates, and then he just broke it free down the sideline, just short of the score.
Twins to the left. Emory Neely now in at running back. He'll take the handoff from Havens. Neely trying to roll up that right side. Can't quite get past that 3-yard line.
Emory Neely.
And that'll bring up second down and goal from about the 3.
David Vera on the tackle for the Broncos.
David Vera making the stop for Mustang as clock is rolling with 3:26 left to play here. Austin Havens with Deshaun Kennard in at running back this time. Single receiver to each side. Hand off to Kennard. He busts through. Flags flying on the play as he gets down to the goal line.
Flag down for 20.
3 minutes and 1 second left to play here. Owosso knocking on the door, looking to make it a 35-0 ball game. And they're going to knock them back after a penalty to the 8-yard line. Did you see what that was?
It's a procedure call against Owosso, so it'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Second goal from the 8 here.
Emory Neely coming over to the tent, and he's walking very gingerly on that left ankle.
Deshaun Kennard still in at running back. Havens taking the snap here with twins to each side. Austin Havens back to throw, slinging it into the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown. Keelan put six Carney. Points on the board. That's Keelan Carney. Holy smokes.
Nice throw and nice patience by Havens to let Carney go into the end zone and find a soft spot, and then just threw a dart.
They'll try to kick an extra point here. Jake Adams looking to do the honors. Kicking into the wind here. Here's the hold, the kick. It is up, and it is good. And it is 36-0 here in Mustang tonight. 2:35 left to go in the third quarter. We will take a 30-second timeout as this touchdown an extra point. Brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. This is Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to worship with us online this Sunday at 10:30. Whether you're taking extra precautions during this season or you just want to check out a church from the comfort of your home, we want to provide a place where you can worship, hear a powerful word from God, and experience His presence every Sunday. To worship with us online or to plan your visit in person, check out our website at owassofirst.com. And go Rams!
We welcome you back. It is 36-0 with 2:35 left to play. Owosso getting set to kick it away here, and with another Jay and Company by the numbers scoring drive, here is Steve.
Well, the Rams able to put together an 80-yard drive in 7 plays, 3 minutes and 59 seconds, finished by an 8-yard touchdown pass from Austin Havens to Keelan Carney. The Rams now up 36-0 here in this third quarter, 2:35 to go. It's been a bit of an awkward third quarter, not a lot of rhythm by either ball club, but then Owosso on a big play, a big pass play from Havens to Ronnie Thomas that actually set up the touchdown. So the Rams got some energy back on that drive.
2:35 left to play. It's teed up at the 40-yard line, and Jake Adams is ready to kick it away for the Rams. Here it comes, end over end. It'll be fielded there at about the 20. Here come the Broncos to the 25-30, 35 to the 37, and that is where the Broncos' Joshua Rose is going to be ran out of bounds.
Yeah, Chance Milgate comes in and lowers the shoulder and makes a nice tackle.
Thank you, Kendall Eschback, for listening tonight and chiming in on Twitter. 2:24 left to go in this third quarter. 36-0 our score. First and 10, Broncos from their own 38-yard line. Twins out to the right side. One man split to the left. That is Keegan Bass. Tristan Russell getting set to take the snap. He does so. Hands off. First man throughs to the 41. And that's Devin Martin on the carry for Mustang. 36-0 our score. 2:09 left to play here. Second down and 8 from the 40. We've got twins to the right, twins to the left. Now a man in motion to the right. Back to throw, Tristan Russell. He'll sling it across the left side of the field. It was a good candidate to be picked off there by Braxton Bickham, but he couldn't quite get to it.
Went right through his hands into the hands of the receiver, kind of a look-what-I-found reception.
He got to the 38 there, and they'll hurry it up.
Biggest gain of the night for Mustang.
Russell with a handoff this time. Devin Martin out to the 35, 30, 25, still on his feet near the 20-yard line, and that is where he'll be ran out of bounds. Mustang getting their second first down in a row.
Yeah, back-to-back plays there for Mustangs, the most offense. They may have gained more on those two plays than they had in total yardage up to that point.
That is a possibility. Out of the shotgun, trips to the right. One man split to the left. Russell back to throw. He'll sling it down the middle of the field to an open receiver who gets it near the 11-yard line. Flags flying.
That's ridiculous. That is a ridiculous flag. It was a great hit by Gage Laney. And that's one time I'm going to tell you, this guy has no idea what's going on. The player's down, he's injured, but it was a legal hit. And you've got a referee standing there at the goal line. The play took place at the 5-yard line. That referee doesn't throw a flag. But this guy over here on the Owosso sideline, who is on the sideline, throws a flag from about 30 yards away.
Well, for those of you who were $11 short tonight, we're sorry you didn't get to see that.
That's pitiful.
Steve is absolutely right. That is a questionable flag there.
I don't want the young man to be hurt, but it was a good throw. It was a good catch, but Gage Laney was right there to make a really good hit. It was just a physical hit.
Joshua,
I think it was just so physical that this referee's not used to seeing that and something had to be wrong with that, and he threw the flag about 30 yards.
Joshua Boyington is the injured Bronco. He is up on his own power, walking off, strutting off the field without help here.
And it looks like Coach Blankenship agrees with me because he's out on the field expressing his displeasure with that.
Both Blankenships are out talking to the referees. And now the Owosso.
See if they pick up the flag. They may wave it off. I don't know. Because like I say, you had one referee that was 5 yards away that just called it. Just let the play go.
So we come to the top of the hour. This is KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville, an unsportsmanlike conduct, it looks like, on the Owosso Rams, Steve.
Yeah, that's – I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, but that's just a – that's just an inattentive, pitiful call that I think you just got surprised with the play and thought you had to throw something.
First and 10 Broncos at the 11-yard line. Tristan Russell taking the snap, handing it off. Devin Martin up the right side. He hits a wall of Ram defenders. Led there by
We're going to have another man down. That's going to be the running back.
Led there by Brendan Dye.
Yeah, Devin Martin is down on the ground now.
That'll bring up second down and 8. No flag on that one.
Well, he may not have seen the play.
59 seconds left to go while they check out this young man from Mustang. We will take a 30-second break and be back right after this. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
Devin Martin is gingerly walking off the field here in Mustang as Wausau leads at 36-0 with 59 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And the Broncos have it first and goal at the 9-yard line. Grant Merrill, the outspoken Steve Mowry, along with you tonight.
Yeah. Maybe my last game.
Tell us how you really feel, Steve.
Yeah.
Handoff over to the left side, Jacoby Johnson at the 5-yard line, and he gets into the end zone for the Mustang Broncos' first touchdown of the ball game. It is 36-6 with 44 seconds left to play. So if you're telling me that we set you up with a special broadcast,
yeah,
this is your last game.
You don't want to. You don't want to do that.
Well,
man, I tell you what, between that play, that penalty, and the no streaming and everything that's going on. Yeah,
you're
it's pretty.
You're fit.
Fortunately, I didn't
tonight.
Watch a debate last night, so I'm not really worked up. So,
well, you're more worked up than Joe Biden was.
Yeah.
All right, extra point attempt coming. We'll see what the Mustang Broncos can do right here. It kicks up, it's good, and it's 36-7. 44 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Rams with the football when we come back. This is Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, Owosso Rams football fans. When bad things happen, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to your Farmers agent, me, Rod Morton, today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever life situations may come your way. Again, that's Rod Morton at 918-376-4970.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We welcome you back. 44 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 36-7 our score as the Mustang Broncos on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you as we're glad you're here on 100.1 KYFM. Rob Williams has got all the stats that are fit to be had tonight. And Kelly Ward is roaming the sidelines. He will have commentary from Bill Blankenship with another Mowry funeral service sideline report.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah. I'm just cool. waiting for that tagline we were going to make up for you.
Oh, God.
Back to receive is Austin. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Grant Merrill, GrantMerrill. And I put together a video this morning referencing a marketing plan for Mowry Funeral Service. Just watch it. You'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
36-7 our score. Here comes the kick.
Oh, it's an
onside kick, and that is going to be pounced on by Brendan Dye, but the ball's still loose. Who's got it?
I think the Rams able to pick flags it up. They got a flag on the play. I'm not sure what's going on.
Flags fly on the second
flag comes up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it looks like that Bryce Stevens was down there in the midst of things and a couple of these other Rams, and as they kept the conversation going, the referees kept the flags coming. So we'll see what that was all about. Eagle Eye, what's your prediction here? Gage Lady on one flag and Dominic Dunn on the other. Okay. Well, we'll get the official recommendation here from the White Hat momentarily. They're still talking about it.
They may be making it up as they go.
Or they may be talking about going to Beverly's Pancake House
know,
after the game.
I know Coach Blankenship, though. I'm watching him. He's just not happy with the way some of these penalties have been issued.
Well, he is now explaining to one of the referees the shape of a football or something. I saw him hand the guy the football and had some commentary to go along with it. All right, here we go. Let's see what the call is. He still has not signaled this yet. Lee Blankenship is talking to one of the referees on the far side, one of the officials. ...34 seconds left to play here. Mustangs enjoying some grunge music over in the stands tonight. As they...
Here's the call. We got a personal foul against Mustang. A personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Owosso. It'll be a first down for the Rams at the Owosso 41-yard line.
Okay, first and 10 from the 41. 34 seconds left to play. Trips to the left to Ray Austin, Trey Goins, and Ronnie Thomas. Now Austin in motion to the right. He will. Seth Hammers in the ball game. He runs up the left side and gets to the 49-yard line, just shy of a first down. So that'll bring up, well, I gave him a little more yardage than the crew did. That'll bring up second down and 3. Ten seconds left to play. They may just let the clock run out on this quarter. As we have put 3 in the books here in Mustang tonight, our score, the Owosso Rams 36. And the Mustang Broncos 7. We'll take a 1-minute break. Be back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout. You're listening to Ram Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with PayMe Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with PayMe Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick time out or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
Back here in Mustang tonight, a fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock for the fourth quarter of play. Out to the left side of the line, Jeray Austin, the ball carrier, as he gets another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down, making it as far as the 44-yard line, and that is where Owosso will have it first and 10. Seth Hammer is in at quarterback. Derek Overstreet, his running back, and we've got trips to the right, empty field to the left. Hammer bobbling the snap, hands it off to Overstreet. Overstreet finds a hole, runs through it, still on his feet at the 30-yard line and dragged down at the 27. And that'll be another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down and a 17-yard gain for the Owosso offense as they're knocking on the door again.
Numbers through three quarters, Owosso 28 carries for 112 yards, 9 of 16 in the passing game for 249 yards. The Rams have 361 yards so far in this game.
Another Jay and Company CPA stats update. Handoff over Street up the left side. Gets down to the 23-yard line. That'll bring up second and about six.
Numbers for the Mustang Broncos, and this just shows you the defensive domination the Rams have had tonight. Mustang has 25 rushes for 6 yards, and they are 7 of 13 through the air for 49 yards. Mustang, 55 total yards through three quarters so far. 14 of their 38 offensive plays have been for 0 yards or losses.
10:43 and the clock rolling here in the fourth quarter. Seth Hammer handing it off again. There goes the running back, Deshaun Kennard, back to the 20-yard line. Of course, Hammer and Kennard played together at Claremore a couple of years. And now they're wearing the Ram uniform and doing well together. Third down and two to go.
A lot of running backs and quarterbacks could do well behind this offensive line.
Absolutely.
They have really manhandled Mustang up front here this evening in the trenches.
Goins, Thomas, and Carney split to the right. Now Thomas is in motion to the left. Hammer on the keeper, hammers his way to the 14-yard line. And that's another Duralast terrific specialist. First down on the keeper. He just moves forward and dives into that 14-yard line. And that is where Owosso will have it first and 10. .9:45 left to play here. Clock continuing to roll. Thank you for being with us this evening. We will have our First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap coming up and naming McDonald's player of the game. Hammer handing off to Kennard once again. He'll get down to the 10-yard line. Or as he's known in Mustang, Deshaun Kennard. Ah, they fixed it. Down to the 10-yard line, second down and six. With 9 minutes left to play here. Play clock continuing to roll. Trips out to the right, nobody to the left. Now a man in motion to the left. That's Thomas on the left side. He'll get down to the 9-yard line, and that's where he's ran out of bounds. 8:37 left to play here. Third down, and about six to go here. Or three,
yeah,
three
I think
to
we
go
can
here.
Get a first down.
Should be able to. Third down and three from the 7. Twins to the right. One man behind the quarterback Hammer. That's Kennard. Handoff. Kennard up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Owosso. Deshaun Kennard finding a hole, bulldozing through it. Put 6 on the board. It's 42-7.
I tell you what, he's starting to get comfortable with this offense. And he is very shifty when he gets into that line of scrimmage, but he keeps moving forward, just sidesteps a defender, and there's no one else. He goes in untouched.
Jake Adams will try to kick the extra point here. Here's the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. 43-7 our score here. 8:28 left to go in this ball game. We will take a 30-second timeout. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, where they remind you services are in person or online at 10:30 Sunday morning. You can visit their website at owossofirst.com. We're back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owosso Expressway in Owosso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
Well, Welcome back. 8:28 left to go in the ball game. 43-7, our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, along with you tonight, as Owosso with a dominating lead from the word go. Appreciate you being here tonight on 100.1 KYFM and on the TuneIn Radio app, on the Bartlesville Radio app, and online at bartlesvilleradio.com. Next week, we will be back in the friendly confines of Owosso Stadium.
Hey, you mean we don't have to leave at noon?
We do not have to leave at noon.
Awesome.
We can film whatever we want.
Wow.
What a concept.
Imagine that.
Here comes
for high school student athletes. Nice.
Here comes the end over end kick. Jacoby Johnson drops it at the 10, picks it up and gets going to the 20. He'll get down to the 27 before he's stopped. And that'll bring up first and 10 now for the Mustang Broncos. 8:18 left to play.
Good coverage that time by Jacob Clifton and also Elijah Velasquez. Rams have done a good job on kick coverage here tonight. .8 to go here in the ball game, and the Rams putting in some twos in the game, if you will.
Tristan Russell, the quarterback, takes it off the right hash mark, handing it off. First man through, gets up to the 30-yard line, no further. That may be a gain of three on the play. Second down and 7 now for Mustang. 8 minutes left to go in this one. 43-7 our score. Rams on top, looking to move to 8-0 tonight.
Nathan Dethridge in now at linebacker, 6 foot, 210-pound senior.
Twins out to each side of the line. Empty field behind the quarterback, Russell. He'll throw left this time.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, his receiver evades a tackler, gets to the 30, to the 35. May get a first down out of that as he was brought down near the 37.
I think that was Velasquez again that looked like he was going to really pop the receiver as soon as he caught the football. Of course, I looked at the referee over here to see if he was ready to throw a flag just in case.
And now Russell again, hands off, first man through, brought down at the 37. Close to a first down.
Brody Dorris now in at linebacker as well. 5'10", 200-pound junior linebacker for this Ram defense. He's had some playing time already this season.
7:16 left to play here. Appreciate you being with us tonight. So we've got the, speaking of the Dorises, we've got the First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap coming up after the ball game. Man in motion to the right, twins out to the right, dropping back to throw, or no, dropping back to run. It's going to be the quarterback, Tristan Russell. He'll get up to the 43-yard line. 5-yard gain will bring up second down and 5.
The previous mention, Nathan Dethridge in on the tackle that time. And so it's going to be about second and 6.
6:37 and the clock rolling. Twins to each side of the line here. Tristan Russell taking the snap here, dropping back to throw, slinging it left side. He'll connect with the receiver, and that receiver will take it up to the 46-yard line.
Brandon Ramsey on the tackle for Owosso.
Keegan Bass was the ball carrier. His run brings up third down and 1 here.
Gage Laney stays in the game at safety, and then at free safety, Cody Chase will stay in as well. So the Rams not ready to concede anything deep.
Twins to each side. Back to run is Tristan Russell. He'll get his first down, and he'll be brought down near the 46-yard line. So that is a gain of 9 on the play. And that'll bring up another first down for the Mustang Broncos. 6:13 left to play here. Thank you for being with us tonight here on KYFM. Don't forget, after the ball game, it's the scoreboard show up until, I believe, 11 o'clock. Back to throw. Russell. He'll sling it left side to Keegan Bass. Bass will be brought down near the 39. Check on some of our scores from across the state here as we move through the last half of this one. And now we've got a holding call against the Mustang Broncos.
Wow, Edmond Santa Fe leads Broken Arrow 35-28. Union
kidding.
Now with a 10-point lead over Norman North 35-25. So there's a couple of big games there. Jinx still in control of UConn 28-7 in the third quarter.
Trips to the right this time, back to throw. Rolling to the right, Tristan Russell. Russell running to the 45, to the 50, back to the 45, down to the 46-yard line.
We dodged one there because he slid, and it looked like the Rams hit him late, so we dodged one that time.
Maybe that Velcroed flag worked in our favor for once.
Keep the clock running.
Second down and five, 5:23 left to play here. Twins to each side, taking the snap here. Is the quarterback Russell, his handoff to the first man through. He'll be brought down near the 37-yard line. Eli Young, not to be confused with the country singer, is the man on the carry there. Third down and three from the 39-yard line. Twins to the left, and oh, we draw man off sides. It's Caleb Nealis jumped off the line there, and he knew what had happened when it was done. So by virtue of a penalty, Mustang gets another first down, and that will take them to the 34-yard line. Broncos with 4:39 left to go, trying to get toward double digits here tonight. Twins to each side of the line. Ready to take that snap. Russell rolling out to the left. On his horse, he'll get down to the 32, a gain of maybe two on the play.
Velasquez again in on the tackle, so he's getting his name in on some action here this evening.
4:08 left to go. Clock still rolling here in Mustang tonight. Broncos looking to leave Blankenship on the sideline, trying to figure out which call they're going to go with here. Russell, twins to the right, one man to the left, taking the snap. He'll hand off again. Eli Young to the 25, down to the 20, down to the 10, down to the 5, and that's where he's ran out of bounds. Another big first down for the Mustang Broncos as they'll try to put their score into double digits before we sew this thing up.
Nice job by Brandon Ramsey. He was being blocked on the far side, and he was able to shed that block and force the runner out of bounds. Big gain on the play.
Handoff, first man through. Eli Young into the end zone. Touchdown, Mustang. 43-13 our score. 3:26 left to play in this one. It's worth noting that Steve has run out of paper on his Members Mark legal pad, which means that's another 100 games for you.
At least.
Extra point attempt coming. The kick is up through the uprights, and it is good. So our score, 43-14 in favor of the Owosso Rams, 3:26. Left to play here. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. This is Owosso Rams football on KYFM.
On game day, go for the win with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Going touchdown!
Stack your roster with delicious, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. Huddle up with crispy, crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and buttery Texas toast.
Right.
And top it all off with freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Back here in beautiful Mustang, Oklahoma, 43-14 our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight here on 100.1 KYFM, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and wherever else you're listening to us tonight. Thank you for making us a part of your evening. Steve, Rams going to 8-0 this evening as they'll have the last two games in the friendly confines of Owosso Stadium.
Hallelujah. I like their chances.
Yep. Owosso Stadium, the land of the free and the home of the Rams. All right, here we go. The Mustang Broncos ready to kick it off from the 40-yard line. They'll tee it up with Dre Austin back deep to receive.
How about a little kickoff return just for the fun of it?
You know, that could work. Sure, what Rob Williams is.
He's the lone deep man for Owosso, so possibly it is the hands team up front. Gage Laney's calling him in.
Well, now that the Broncos have ended their Eddie Van Halen tribute, we can get back to football as they'll tee it up at the 40-yard line. Here's the kick. It's short. They'll call for the fair catch there at the 41-yard line, and that is where Owosso will have it first and 10.
Trying to see. Yeah, that was actually Brendan Dye
who made the catch
and had the awareness to call a fair catch. So nice job by the senior linebacker. Oh, yeah, he's proud of himself. He's going to wave to the crowd. And He's got a safety tonight.
I don't know how many tackles. He might as well be proud of himself.
Sure.
After, you know, making that fair catch and getting the safety and
put him in at quarterback.
You know, put him in at Hall of Fame. I don't care. He's doing great tonight. Hand off, first man through as Seth Hammer gives it to his running back down to the 45-yard line. Go the Rams. So that's a gain of 4 on the play. Second down and 6.
Yeah, it's going to be Derek Overstreet back in the ball game.
3 minutes and 5 seconds left to go. It's second down and 6 from the 45. Hearing unholy noises here in the visiting side press box here. Twins out to each side. Is back to pass is Seth Hammer. He'll connect with an open receiver at the 45-yard line. And on the run there,
Tyler Overholt.
Tyler Overholt for the Owosso Rams. Haven't gotten to see him often, so had to look that one up there. First down and 10, another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down, as it'll be first and 10 from the 43.
Overholt, a sophomore for the Rams, 5'9", 125 pounds.
Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Hammer handing it off, Overstreet. Up that middle, or actually Deshaun Kennard up that middle, and he'll get to the 42 for maybe a yard's gain, second down and 9.
I believe it's the Moore Lions.
Moore next week.
Next week coming to visit the Rams.
Moore next week, Putnam City North in the regular season finale.
Union winning here, winning tonight. Last we checked.
Twins to the right, one man to the left. Man in motion to the left. That's Overholt. Faking the handoff was Seth Hammer. He handed it off to the second man through, and he'll get down to the 42. And that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Yeah, Union's opened it up on Norman North. Now with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, the Redskins lead 50-25.
First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Minute 43 left to play here.
Broken Arrow with 2 minutes to go in their game. Trail Edmond Santa Fe, 35-28. And Jinx over UConn, that in the fourth quarter, 35-7 over the Millers.
Well, 1:24 left to play, and Steve Mowry's favorite formation has come into play here as the Rams and Seth Hammer will kneel in the victory formation, and we'll Run the final minute off this clock, Mr. Mowry.
Yeah, it's been a good night here for Owosso. They really got into a rhythm, took control early, and never looked back. And I just really like the energy that we saw here tonight, particularly on the defensive side. Really dominated defensively. And then this offensive line, I mean, what can you say? They just wore down this Mustang defense.
Well, we've got some contenders for McDonald's Player of the Game tonight. I know you'll be figuring that up here in the next few moments. Seth Hammer lines up in that victory formation once again, and this thing is over tonight. Your final score, the Owosso Rams, 43, and the Mustang Broncos, 14. We will take a timeout and be back for the First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram Recap. Straight ahead, and Jay and Company by the number stats update coming up as well. Stay with us. This is Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the four food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans.
Robertson Tire. Keep rolling with Robertson.
Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car's ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, don't trust your real estate needs to just any mom-and-pop company. At the Hopper Group, you get local market expertise with the backing of a worldwide network. Enjoy REMAX results with the Hopper Group, a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Football.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. Talk with our team. We'll give you the tools to build the financial future.